Welcome back to Eagles Nightly. I'm your host, Becky Brensinger. And then now it is time for the NFC East Roundup, where we go around the division with our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan, to bring you the inside dish on the Eagles' biggest rival. Adam, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back. It was a very interesting week one.
Yes, it has. Now, Adam, after week one, we have a three-way tie for first place in the division. So let's focus on the team that's lonely at the bottom, the former Super Bowl champions, the New York Giants. They have Tampa Bay coming to town this weekend. What do you think of this matchup?
Well, Becky, I have to be honest with you. When we spoke last week, I thought the Giants would beat the Cowboys. They didn't. You know, they didn't play well. They got off to a bad start. And the Buccaneers, I have to be honest with you, I didn't think they'd win last week. Their run defense, which was terrible in the preseason and bad last season, kind of turned around with head coach Greg Schiano. They come in here off the road, on the road. They're a very young football team. I can't imagine that the Giants are going to lose two home games in a row. And this is the Super Bowl champions. And Becky, I think the biggest problem here is the Giants are coming off a great Super Bowl win last year. But, you know, what happened last year doesn't really matter. So Tom Coughlin's got to decide what kind of team he has here. Last year means nothing. He talked about that this week.
Take a bite out of humble pie is basically what it is. There won't be any more, you know, blowing smoke up the rear ends of, as far as last year's last year, this year's this year. So every team's a new team. Every year's a new year. We've got our work cut out for us. It's a great challenge for us now. But we've rubbed salt in it right now, and I think hopefully the competitive nature of our guys will come out swinging.
The Dallas Cowboys enjoyed a big win last week and traveled to Seattle this Sunday to take on the Seahawks. So, Adam, what should the Eagles fans keep an eye on for this game?
Well, Becky, I think it's got to be Kevin Ogletree. This guy was the story of week one. This guy seemingly came out of nowhere. He was basically at the bottom of their depth chart at wide receiver. And, you know, the National Football League now, they've got these, you know, nickel packages with, you know, five defensive backs, but teams now are going with three and four wide receivers. And with Kevin Ogletree's emergence last week, I think his role could grow, but the bottom line is it's all about Dez Bryant and, of course, Miles Austin and Jason Witten if he's healthy. What does this mean for the Dallas Cowboys, and how does Tony Romo feel about Kevin Ogletree? He talked about that.
Kev's had a great camp, and I know sometimes you can go off of the games and you can see the stuff that's happening when someone does certain things, you know, but for me, I'm going off of the guy in practice every day. The guy who's consistently getting a good release versus press coverage. The guy who's consistently where he needs to be at the right time. And, you know, the reason Kevin got that job was he was doing that day in, day out.
All right, and lastly, Adam, the Redskins defied the odds last week and went to the Superdome and pulled out the big W in New Orleans. Just how improved is this team?
Becky, that's a great question, because when we talked last week, I thought for sure the Saints would win. You're putting Robert Griffin III, a rookie quarterback, in his first game on the road in a hostile environment, and he shocked the world. He had a very, very good game, but, you know, again, he goes on the road, and I like that Rams secondary with Janoris Jenkins and Cortland Finnegan, who are big physical press corners. This is a very tough matchup, but you could see, Becky, in that game last week versus the Saints, he had a ton of confidence. He played well, and give Mike Shanahan and his son Kyle, who's the offense coordinator, great credit. This week, it's a tough challenge on the road for the Rams, but the bottom line is Robert Griffin III comes out of that game with a lot of confidence. How did he feel about his performance against the Saints? He talked about it.
We could have scored a few more points, but, nothing's ever perfect. So, you know, there were some passes I wish I had back. There were some plays I wish I had back. Falling on a keeper. Hitting the running back or fumbling in on the red zone when we had an open guy for a touchdown, you know, all those things. But, you know, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. We won the game. We did a good job, so I'm going to be happy about that.
All right, well, that about does it for our NFC East Roundup. Adam, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up with you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere, fans, because Eagles Nightly will be right back.